Greetings and welcome to It's in the Stars, a weekly radio show talking about the planets, stars, astrology, and God's time. I'm your host, Christina Malone, and I'd like to welcome you. Well, it's been an interesting time today trying to get on the show. I know that this is a new time for a lot of you. We used to be at 2:30 in the afternoon, and now it's at 5 o'clock Central Time. And this is a moon hour, which I'm very happy about, because the moon usually has to do with psychic ability. And this is a regular show that I talk about whatever astrological events have taken place during the last week or what major astrological events are coming up in the next week. And the most significant thing that's coming up this week will be the Mercury retrograde, which will be on this coming Wednesday, I believe, the 30th. So I'm going to talk a lot about that. And then, of course, Venus went into the sign of Pisces yesterday. And so Venus is now at 0 degrees of Pisces. And we're in the middle of the Mercury storm, so I'm going to talk a lot about Mercury today. And for those of you who are curious about when I say planetary hours, like we're on a Mercury hour or Venus hour or whatever, right now we're on a moon hour, I have a bunch of archives that you can go back and listen to about the planetary hours and learn more about how I use them in my life. So the first thing I want to mention is there's a wonderful daily planetary guide that you can get by going to my website, christinamalone.com, and then you can link to the blog that I do every 2 weeks for the new moon and the full moon on my first page of christinamalone.com. And on the blog page, over on the left-hand panel, is a link to the daily planetary guide, which you can get every year. And it's like a journal, and it gives you a quick snapshot each week of what's going on in the planets, and it also gives you a kind of a crash course in astrology for those of you who are interested in learning more about astrology. It tells you what the planets are, the signs, the houses, and especially lets you know the cycles of the moon. You can follow the moon every 2 days and see how it changes signs. And right now the moon is in Capricorn, so it's a very serious kind of stay-at-home type of day. Maybe some people are getting some work done from home because it's Sunday. But usually Capricorn moons are more serious and earthy and kind of focused on business. So that's where the moon is today. And Venus, like I said, just went into the sign of Pisces, and Pisces is a very watery, dreamy kind of sign. So it might be that your energy might be wanting to just chill out and watch movies and veg out in front of the TV, and but go into that kind of dream world, which is what Pisces rules. And Pisces also rules music and spirituality, so meditation is a good time for meditation with Venus going into Pisces. But I'm just going to read you from the Daily Planetary Guide for this week, because it's pretty intense, the way they describe it. As we've been talking about, you know, we had the sun going into Aries last Sunday for the beginning of spring, but the planet Uranus has already been in Aries. It went into Aries the week before. And then Jupiter went into Aries a few weeks ago, and Mercury went into Aries. And then in about another week, Mars is going to go into Aries. And then, of course, we'll have the moon in Aries. So we're going to have a lot of planets in Aries coming up. And I said in my blog that it means there's a lot of fire in the sky. And what that represents is that we see a lot of individuality being expressed. Aries is the statement, I am. It's the first spark of life. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It begins the spring, and it's the first house of a natural zodiac, of a natural chart. So Aries is a lot about the I am expression. And as we've been seeing all over the world, more and more groups of people are standing up for themselves, standing up for their individual rights. It started in January with the uprising in Egypt, and now it's moved into Tripoli in Libya, and now it's moved into Syria, and it's just like the whole Middle East seems to be exploding. So you'll find it fascinating when I read you this paragraph from the Daily Planetary Guide. The exact words that they use is, for March 28th to April 3rd, is it's a combat zone from now until the end of the year as explosive Uranus in Aries battles with Pluto in Capricorn. Now, Pluto's been in Capricorn for a long time, since 2008, but it's almost like now that Uranus is in Aries, which is a fire sign and very explosive, it's now coming up to square Pluto in Capricorn, so it's going to add more pressure on all of that energy that Capricorn represents, which is governments and groups of people that are in charge and corporations. And so we've seen a lot of that destruction already happening as Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008. But now we're going to see more of it with the Uranus going into Aries. So this configuration, this Uranus and Aries battling with Pluto and Capricorn, echoes back to the mid-60s when the same two planets, Uranus and Pluto, were bonded together. And an intense breakdown in society was felt from the United States to China. For those of you who lived through the 60s, you know that we had the Civil Rights March, the Women's Rights March, the Gay Rights March. We had all kinds of breakdowns in society and all kinds of shifts in the way we treated people. Everything was up in the air in the 60s. And it was all about freedom, and that's a lot of what Uranus represents. Because Uranus energy does not recognize boundaries, and it insists on expression, especially self-expression in Aries, and Pluto signifies a deep need to release underlying tensions. Pluto is the god of death, so it also means great transformation. This is a fight that could have worldwide implications once again, just like back in the 60s. Another planetary pair to watch out for this week is the push and pull between adventurous Jupiter in Aries, Jupiter's been in Aries for about a month, and responsible Saturn in Libra. So Jupiter is the planet of expansion and Saturn is the planet of limitation, and so the two of them are opposite right now. And this showdown only happens once every 10 years, but this time, hopefully, thank God it only lasts for a few weeks because we've got enough going on between Uranus and Pluto. You will feel it as a desire to fulfill personal pleasures, that's Jupiter in Aries, which is going to pull against your relationship responsible, Saturn in Libra. Libra is relationships, and Saturn is the planet of responsibility. On Wednesday, this is the one I was talking about before, Mercury fulfills its scheduled flight plan and can't even talk because Mercury rules speech and the mind. Mercury fulfills its scheduled flight plan and turns retrograde. God, I can't even say that one line. Also, Wednesday is ruled by Mercury, if you've studied planetary hours, so it's interesting that Mercury is going to go retrograde on its own day. And because this reversal means that Mercury will spend nearly 3 months in impulsive Aries rather than its usual 3 weeks in a sign, you will want to be sure to think before you speak. Remember, Mercury rules speech and thinking, so you got to be careful what you say with Aries. Aries energy is impulsive, and it just says whatever it thinks. So all Mercury retrogrades signal a time to look backwards, and it's also a time to repeat things. So I'm going to say that again. All Mercury retrogrades signal a time to look backwards, so you might have to go back over something that you thought was already completed. Under this influence, it is best to be prepared to spend time doing things that begin with the word or the prefix re, such as recharging your batteries, reviewing, reflection, recommitting, repetition, planning a remodel, revising a project, re-signing or resigning from a business, or making a retreat. That's my favorite, when you go inside and you spend time with God, whether it's in a monastery or an ashram, or just meditating in your own home. So while Mercury retrograde is a useful time for going over the same ground and doing the same thing over and over again, it is not the best time to start a new project. At the end of the week, Mars is going to follow suit and also move into Aries. And Aries is the sign where Mars is most comfortable because Mars rules Aries. But this is going to be a lot of planets in Aries, people, lots of fire in the sky. This happy arrangement with Mars going into Aries will last until the middle of May and offsets the indications of the Mercury retrograde. Well, I think it's going to cause more contentious energy because Mars can be very aggressive, and it's in its own sign of Aries, so it's like a little ram running around with its head down and not thinking about where it's going and bumping into things. And combine that with Mercury retrograde, which is the planet Mercury going backwards from our perspective, which means it rules the mind and communication and computers and cell phones, and it'll cause more traffic jams. So Mercury with Mars in Aries, it's not a good mix. Then again, we're going to have the Aries new moon joining Mars on Sunday. That's next Sunday, which will be April the 3rd, okay? And that'll be, I'll do another radio show on that probably, on the new moon. But this new moon could give mixed signals because the moon rules our emotions, and there could be confusion and complications because of that. And while Mercury retrograde suggests that it's not a good time to make a new beginning or seek out challenges, the Aries new moon, which is always a burst of new energy, which is also escorted by Mars, is yelling that it's time to go, go, go. So you're going to have a lot of push and pull in your energy these days coming up in the next week. And if you do choose to go with the new moon Mars energy, starting something new, remember to apply a liberal dose of caution. Just be careful. Don't allow the hot vitality of Aries to push you into making an impulsive decision, because if you act in haste, you are likely to repent at leisure. So that's what the Daily Planetary Guide says for this week. And it's just so fascinating because I talked about it in my blog. If you go to ChristinaMalone.com, I do a blog every 2 weeks for the new moon and the full moon. And I did talk about the fact that all these planets in the sky are going to be in the sign of Aries. It's very unusual to see five planets. That would be the Sun, Jupiter, Uranus, Mars, and the Moon will all be in the sign of, and Mercury now, all be in the sign of Aries in the next week. So that's actually six planets. That's a lot of energy in Aries. And so I talked a couple of weeks ago about Aries being the I am statement, about it's about independence and self-expression and finding out who you are. So this could be a huge leap in human consciousness to really be finding out who people are, who we are inside, not letting the society dictate who we are. Whenever I do a natal reading, an astrology chart reading, I always try to encourage people to look at the fact that your natal chart is so unique. It only repeats every 25,920 years, which is a statement that God made you completely unique, completely individual. No one has a chart exactly like yours. Even with charts of twins, they're born a few minutes apart, so they can't have the exact same chart. So from that point of view alone, this is a great time for you to be really recognizing who you are. Just this statement, I am, is a powerful statement from India, which is a mantra that they use in India called Hamsa, I am that, to develop an understanding of I am that, I am that I am, which is also from the Bible. You know, God said, I am that I am. So the idea that if you understand the real I am consciousness, not the ego consciousness, but the place in you that is connected to God, that is connected to the higher realms, that's where astrology becomes useful. That's where astrology helps you gain understanding of your purpose in life, what you're here for. And that's what all these planets in Aries are saying to me, that it's about the I am consciousness, that humankind has been so determined and driven by the outside world for so many years, they're finally saying, no longer, I'm not going to let this outside world influence me. I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm going to speak my truth, which is the Mercury part. And then Mars is just definitely not going to care what anybody thinks. It's just going to say what it thinks. And it could be scary, you know, because people are not used to people speaking their truth. People are not used to people just standing up and saying whatever they feel like, or especially not getting into like a revolution and a fight, you know. But that's how it is. That's how history repeats itself. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn was in the 1700s when the United States was being born. And we see Pluto in Capricorn again, and there's all these countries clamoring for their independence, for their freedom from oppression. And so it's just fascinating to watch astrology and how that works. So if you're feeling restless, if you're having a difficult time sleeping, just do the best you can to chill out in whatever way you need to, whether it's watching a good movie or reading a good book or spending time in meditation or, being in a quiet place. That's really important because there's going to be a lot of activity in the next few weeks with all these planets going through Aries. Of course, the Sun moves about a month through a sign. Mars takes about 6 weeks to go through a sign. Mercury takes about 3 weeks, like we said, but it'll be in Aries for 3 months. And, of course, Uranus will be there for 7 years, so get used to it. but just so you know how transits work, you know, we do have a lot of change coming. I mean, we've already been going through a lot of changes, and the Earth is going to be going through a lot of changes. And I expect there's going to be more, unfortunately, more explosions because Aries is a fire sign. And if you look at the symbol for Aries, it even looks like a firecracker or an explosion. So this experience of, I said this recently in my last radio show, when Uranus went into the sign of Aries, was the day that the tsunami took place in Japan. And the focus changed from Pisces, which is the ocean. Uranus was in Pisces for 7 years. And it changed from the tsunami energy to now it's focused on the nuclear reactor. And we're still talking about it because Aries has to do with fire. And so there's much more focus on the nuclear reactor and the experience of that right now because Uranus rules radioactive activity. So let's pray that there's limits to this. We have to sort of see this all from the bigger perspective, from God's perspective, that this is all part of our human evolution and what we're supposed to go through at this time. But we can also ask God to make life easier and gentler for us and do what we can to just, like I said, take care of ourselves, you know, with eating correctly, getting enough rest, getting enough exercise, doing yoga, meditating, all those things. Okay, so that's my talk for this week, and I have a few people on the air, so I'm going to go ahead and click on the 780 number because I think the 615 number might be Susie, but let me just check on that. I think Susie's in the chat room. I haven't actually checked because we're both having trouble with our computers. Oh, by the way, with Mercury retrograde, it's a very good thing to back up your computer, which I'm doing as we speak. And also it's a good thing to get your car worked on. You know, take your car in for a little checkup and make sure that everything's working fine because Mercury rules cars. And while it's Mercury retrograde, you will have problems with your cars, your cell phones, your computers, all your communication devices, okay? So I just wanted to let you know that, too. So I'm going to click on the 615 first, and then I'll get some 780. Hold on a second. Let me see who this is. Who is that on 615? Is that Susie?
It's me. It is me.
Yeah,
I'm actually in my account, but in your chat room, and I can't see your switchboard right now.
Oh,
okay. I'm getting ready
for you. Well, we'll have, you know, Mercury rules the eyes and the ears, so I can watch the switchboard. I can see that, and you can be in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. It's awful quiet in there. We've got a couple of guests in there, but they can't talk in the chat room unless they sign in with IDs. So
I'm telling you. It's funny how I just had to say for the sake of the show how funny it was that both of us were like, oh, my God, I can't get on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my God, and my computer's just completely shut down. Oh, my God, you know, the Windows Explorer won't even open up. And then just like when it left the Mercury hour, because I always love to talk about the planetary hours and how they influence us, you know, it went into the Moon hour and things got smoother. You know, it's just amazing how that works. And
this
is something to pay attention to. Mercury hours during Mercury retrograde will be more challenging. And we're not completely in the retrograde yet. The retrograde will be on Wednesday, but we're in the storm, which is the shadow side of the Mercury retrograde, when the planet Mercury actually starts to slow down from our perspective. And it definitely, I don't know how you've been going, Susie, but, man, you know, I start to drop things. I start to repeat myself. I notice people flubbing their words. You know.
I did something today that was so good. I'm like a big coupon person, you know, and I went to the grocery store, and I had coupons to use, and I came home. I mean, I spent, like, a lot of money, too, so I was, like, really hyper aware of, you know, that I was spending a lot of money, and I didn't use any of the coupons. They were all in my pocket. I'm like, okay, that is so not me. That is so not me. So, yeah, it's been really crazy.
I was going to say, see, a Mercury retrograde would say, go back to the store, get your money back, and then buy them with the coupons, or bring the coupons in and see if they'll give you a discount, you know, because a lot of times stores I've found that Walmart, they're willing to bend over backwards to, you know, for customer service. So you never know. But that's a perfect example of a Mercury retrograde when you have to go back and do something. If you want to make the effort. Now, you don't have to do that, but I would do it because I always want to save money. So
That's what I'm going to have to do. I have to take my coupons in and get them redone. Yeah. And so I'm kind of like the challenge here today, like I said, I'm in my account because I have a guest today, and so I'm trying to coordinate all that. But I'm in your chat room, and so it's very confusing.
Well, anyway, I want to get on to this guest, and I have a guest from Canada, which is so cool, from the 780 area code. So let me go see who this is, and we'll talk to you later, Susie, and I'll probably be in your chat room after this.
Okay, put me on hold so I can still hear.
Sure. People who don't know this, Susie has a radio show at 5:30 Central Time, and it's Astro Girl Susie, or?
Yep, Celestial Readings with Susie.
Celestial Readings with Susie, cool. I really love this situation where, you know, it's like I'm doing my reading, my class, my radio show. See, there's Mercury Retrograde. My radio show at 5 now, and it just feels so much more comfortable just to jump right into yours right after, you know, instead of having
like
2 hours.
Well, you say everything that I would talk about, so I got to start coming up with some new stuff. So that's I've had a couple of guests on here this week and last week I did, because if I say anything, it's going to sound like I'm just copying you. But we are in total 100% concurrence with the events these astrological events. So, I mean, there's really nothing I can add. So I have to come up with a new take on it.
You always have something new. You had something new last week. You had that lady on there last week. And then Venus and Pisces, you can talk about that and all that stuff. But anyway, yeah. Well, let me go ahead and... let's get this lady from woman, I don't know, a guest from 780, and I'm going to click on that, and I hope I don't hang up on you. I'm just going to go ahead and click on the caller. All right, hold on. Okay, 780, are you there?
Yes, I am. I tried to disguise my voice as a female voice or what?
Well, that's my typical Mercury retrograde, jumping to conclusions, you know? So what's your name and what's your birthday?
Yeah, it's my name is Jay. My birthday is March 24th, 1964. I had a birthday a few days ago.
Well, happy birthday, and I'll bet you're really going to feel this now with all this Aries energy, huh?
Yeah, I just listened to your report. It's actually, I pay attention now to astrology right now because things have been shifting since I figured it out, feeling that way since December winter solstice, so.
It's really a fascinating thing. You know, I was telling a client today that you could start studying astrology and never be complete with it because it's always teaching you new things. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking at the stars for at least 30 years. I think I had my first reading when I was in my 20s. And I'm constantly learning new things. Every time I look at the planets, I go, wow. Like this stuff in Aries right now. And then you see all the revolutions going on all over the world. That's like a perfect expression of Uranus going into Aries, you know. So who knows? But what? So you're early degrees of Aries. So that means that Uranus is probably – it's going to be a few years, I think, before it hits your sun sign. But Mars is the ruler of Aries. So Mars is at 25 degrees of Pisces right now. So – what that means is generally your energy has not been as aggressive or outgoing as you normally would feel. It's more of a dreamy kind of, I don't know, intuitive, maybe spiritual place, which is not the typical place for Mars to be. Like we always think of Mars as the god of war, you know. So when he's in Pisces, he's like kind of swimming. He's like surfer boy, you know. He wants to get out there and be in the ocean, you know.
Kind of passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive, too. That's Susie. And, you know, Mars rules Scorpio,
well,
too, in the traditional
Mars.
Astrology.
My
okay, there you go.
Pisces. I'm extremely familiar with it. Not that I don't absolutely love him, but, yeah, it's a very, it can, you know, he'll avoid conflict at all costs, but it will eat him away, you know.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it actually did. Because, you know, actually, I lost my job because of economic reasons, February 18th, and I got my job. I got it back, actually. The job offer came out in one day, and I got my they sent me a job offer actually on my birthday, so which is great, and I got it back again now, back in the swing of things. So I'm just going to expand on my drumming stuff, which I really love to do too. So, and I'm actually, what I did with my apartment too is I switched everything around now and cleaned everything up, so got everything back
very
in order
good.
Again. So I got to just take it easy also, because I just find that more people are ungrounded right now, and I think it's a good time to get grounded, because there's just too many energies out there, too many planetary influences. We got the sun, and we got everything else influencing us. So
great for drummers, though. I'm a
chaos.
Drummer. You can beat the hell out of your drums. Play fast and loud.
Yeah,
I never thought
about
that, but I've got a drum too, and I should probably bring up my drum. This is a great time to do some drumming.
Yeah, come on over. We'll bang things around.
Yeah, well, I'm actually on Skype too, so. The thing is that it's a good time to just keep grounded right now, because there's just too much stuff out there, I find.
Well, this is why knowing the planetary energies and knowing that we have almost five now coming up on six planets, well, the moon will be there only for 2 days, but still the fact that there's going to be six planets at some point in the sky in the fire sign of Aries means you're right. You have to do whatever you can to protect yourself from outer influences. I told this woman I talked to today, it's good that you turn off the TV. It's good that you turn off the phone, because those are outer influences that pull you outside. And what the I Am is about is going inside and being with yourself and being your own best friend and, doing what makes you feel good. And so that might mean just sitting and reading a good book. And sometimes I like to just shut off everything, In fact, last night, I don't know if you guys knew this, but you can check it out online. They had what's called the World Dark Hour or something like that, where they
Earth Hour. Yeah.
The Capitol was out.
Earth
I was at a ghost store downtown, and the Capitol was all dark.
Oh, it was great. And I wasn't able to participate in any big cities because I live out in the country, but I turned all my energy off. The only thing I left on was the refrigerator, of course. But, it was really cool. And I get chills when I see people coming together to do something like that. That's a real expression of human evolution to me. So there's always a good side and a bad side in astrology, and we have to try and focus on the positive. The good thing about Aries is that it is a positive sign. And the negative side of it is it's so much fire that you got to find ways to just chill out, like take a cold shower or something, But I'm so glad you're studying it, Jay. I mean, it's really cool. That's the whole purpose of why I do the radio show, is because I really want it to be an opportunity for people to hear new things that they've never heard before and maybe find an interest in astrology. And I do recommend getting the Daily Planetary Guide, because then you can see when the Mercury retrogrades are going to happen, and you can see when the void moons are going to happen and sort of avoid those times. So you can kind of be prepared, just like the Boy Scouts.
What is a Mercury go retrograde again?
Well, it's actually going to be officially retrograde on the 30th, and I'm looking at my Daily Planetary Guide, which is Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And then there's a period of about 5 days before and after each Mercury retrograde when the planet starts to slow down, and they call that a Mercury storm. And so you can start to feel the effects. You can start to see things kind of going wacky. And until it's actually retrograde, you won't see the real, real bad stuff happening. But this is the time when you should go get your car checked. You should go get your, computer backed up and stuff like that. So, I'm thrilled to have somebody who's interested in astrology and who doesn't just say, "Who am I going to marry?" Don't you hate that, Susie?
Relationships.
I think Susie had to jump off because she's getting ready for her own show, and I've got about 60 seconds. So, Jay, I'm going to go ahead and start my music for the end of the show. I just realized my switchboard just disappeared, so I may not be able to do that. It's just amazing. The other thing about astrology is when you know what's happening and you know it's Mercury retrograde, you just go, oh. And I've got friends now that just kind of do the same thing. They go, "Oh, it's Mercury retrograde." Or they'll ask me sometimes, "Where's the moon today?" Because they know it's not just the chaos that you're seeing in your world. There's actually planetary influences going on. And that's where I see God's will. That's why I call it God's time. So it helps me to laugh a lot more and not get frustrated. Like right now, I can't pull up my switchboard. I can't pull up my music. So I'm just going to talk to you until the end of the show. But anyway, I'm glad you got your job. That's great. And I would say tune into our show again, and we'll be here every week. I'm going to be at 5 o'clock and Susan's at 5:30 Central Time. So God bless and have a wonderful week, everybody.
You too, and I look forward to your show next. Thanks much. Take care.
Thanks, Greg. All right, take care. Bye.